are we going the other side? Because I beat upon my tape recorder there and get it going at right speed. This is the old one. I haven't got the new one fixed yet. I will work on that, I guess, next week. Or this coming week. So, what else happened?
Obviously.
Today we hauled wood for the new Mountaineering Village. We hauled about 6 big loads of wood in the Jeep and trailer. The old Jeep was acting up this morning. We started off and it's only got 45,000 miles on it. For a Jeep, a stop-and-go driving is kind of, for a four-cylinder engine Jeep like that, that gets driven hard by every PFC that gets his hands on it, that's a pretty good long distance. We got as far about a quarter mile away from here, and it was really hot. Couldn't figure out what the trouble was. Put a little tiny bit of water in the radiator, and that wasn't it. And checked the transmission oil level, there was oil in there. Now, we changed the oil in the crankcase. It was a little thin. Now, this could have been the problem. And continued on our way. Hauled wood for the mine yards. Ate lunch downtown today. Got our shoe shine. Picked up a new civil affairs sign on our way to Pleiku at 50 miles an hour. The little tin sign that we had in the front of the Jeep, the little yellow sign said civil affairs, blew off. It just, you know, tore itself loose when we took it off. And it was only fastened with two little bolts at the top. So we went downtown and had a new sign made. And on the top, in black printing, about 3/4 inch high, it says 1st Brigade. And the whole sign's yellow, and everything's on a yellow background. And then it's in 4-inch letters, it says Dung, Don, D-A-N, Su, S-U, Vu, V-U, which means civil affairs in Vietnamese. The last one said civil affairs in English. Well, we knew what we were trying to tell the Vietnamese who we are, see? And down below that, in the 3/4 inch black writing, it says 41st Civil Affairs, written out, CO Company, the Trang, VA Team Number 6, 1st Cab Division. We got it all on there. $4. That wasn't bad. Little tin sign to put on the front of the Jeep. So that'll tell the MPs who we are, where we're from, and all that good stuff. So I didn't take a shower the last couple of days, and I took one this afternoon. We finished early. It was Sunday afternoon, and I made the phone calls I was supposed to make. Nobody was home, so I just came up here and
got undressed and took me a good long shower and enjoyed it. And better get that tape recorder face, because this high squeaky voice is probably getting to you, isn't it? It plays back, but it just doesn't record for beans.
And
I don't know. I got 2 tape recorders, neither of them work. That really kind of makes me mad. Thank you for the Elmer's glue wall. I'll find some use for it, I'm sure. We use adhesive tape on the back of the puzzles. And we finished that puzzle this week. It was actually easier than the other puzzle because it didn't have any great big expansive mass of one color. And it was a very simple puzzle. Everybody seems to really like that one. They really do like that one. We'll take another one. Why don't you get us a hard one sometime? And don't take 2 puzzles and mix them together, huh? Please don't do that. I mean, that's just a waste of time. But we like it when we're sitting around waiting for the Jeep to come back. Somebody's borrowed a Jeep, you know. We can't do anything until a vehicle comes back. So, you know, 15 minutes on a puzzle with 4 people working on it, that's an hour's effort. That doesn't take us long to put one together. And we put adhesive tape on the back. We take them downtown and get them framed. And we'll put them around in the office someplace. It'll liven things up a little bit. It always seems that when you're working on one of those, somebody walks in at the most inopportune time, you know. Some major will walk in, oh, you know, you're working on a jigsaw puzzle. Yes, sir. Sorry about that. But I'm the S5 Packer, and if they don't like it, they can go talk to Major Jenkins, and he knows I'm doing my job. So there. Yeah. So, I'm trying to get rid of all the interpreters now. They've been hanging around, and we're trying to get them back out to the field. And you got to go downtown and grab them by the scuff of the neck and stick them on an airplane and send them on their way out of here. They don't particularly want to go back out there. I understand now out in the field they've got a great big bunker dug in the ground, all covered with sandbags, and logs holding all the sandbags up. And then they've got a shower, hot and cold shower, which we don't even have here, hot and cold running water. Plus, I've been sending them out all kinds of electrical goodies for their generator that they got back from whoever they lent it to a long time ago. So they have their own electricity and water now.
Running water and electricity, which is just as good as it is back here, except they have to live on not quite as comfortable accommodations. The deal was that we were supposed to draw 25 or 75,000 piastres
for hiring laborers up at the place where they originally were, the LZ Landing Zone Pony. So we drew $50,000 the other week because they didn't have enough money. They just didn't have enough physical cash to give us the money. So I said to the guy, I'll take $50 now. And you give me the other $25,000 later when I come back for it. He says, okay, that's a deal. So the other day I went back and I said, I'll take my 25,000 piastres. He says, do you want to account for that other money? I said, no, that wasn't part of the deal. You're just going to give me 25,000 right off. Right, okay. So I didn't have to account for the first 50. I just got my other self another 25,000.
So I took it and I wrapped it up and I put it in a shoebox and I put in 5 light bulbs, 5 sockets, and 5 plugs and a
couple of plugs and some wire and wrapped it all up and gave it to this major and said, deliver that to Major Jenkins, please, sir. It's got some money in it. I said, fine, be glad to do that. So he gives his box to Major Jenkins. Major Jenkins says, or the major steward who took it up said, it's got money in it. Oh, fine, says Major Jenkins. So he puts it away underneath his pillow, I guess, or something. So the phone rings. Now, this is when I was talking to Cap Miller the other day. I said, did you get your electricity system set up? He says, no, what's the matter? Haven't you been able to find our plugs and stuff like that? I said, did you get the box that Major Stewart brought up? He said, yeah. I said, it's not full of money, sir. It's got your sockets, your wire, and your plugs in there. He says, well, we've had it for 3 days and didn't know about it. And we all had a good laugh about that. Sorry. So that was kind of a yuck. I guess I described my folding table to you, didn't I? What I'm sitting at right now. I hope I did, because I'm not going to do it again for fear of repetition. Oh, boy. Well, I got a lot of food here. Lots of candy and goodies for the kids. The kids get most of that stuff. You must realize that. And I've been working real hard on it. Not real hard. I worked last night. I worked all yesterday from 6 o'clock at night until 12 o'clock at night on this table. And then I worked a little bit this afternoon on it and finished it up tonight, and I swept the whole place up real nice and dusted and cleaned, and it's all very nice number one shape now. Very nice. Very nice indeed. I got a letter from Grandma. I bet I get a better answer it someday. I wrote some letters last week, too. In fact, I wrote a whole bunch. I wrote to, let me check my list off here. Feeling kind of guilty because I haven't written any letters since January. I hadn't, really. And I wrote to Aunt Marianne and only two. I wrote 5 letters. Oh, I didn't scratch them all off. Wrote to John Roper and kid over in Germany. I thought I wrote to some more. I wrote to some more people, but I didn't have their names down here. That was it. I still have a letter to each of my cousins due yet. I haven't done it. And plus Uncle Bill. I haven't done that. I should. I'm a bad boy. I may get on that next week. I got to write one a night, then I can keep up with a program. Yeah, I like my desk. It's real nice. Sturdy little thing. Well, it doesn't fall off. Little swinging collapsible legs there. And very nice. Very nice. So now I have my shelves and my desk and my dresser and my wall. Now I got to put my door on my bamboo screen. And for just puttering around at nights, it's nice. Someday I'll whip out my books and start reading them again, too. Won't have any excuse after I get the room built. I'd like to tile the floor, but I can't find the tile. How's that for a wild scheme? So, house building with the Montagnards. We'll be doing that, hauling wood, I guess, for them quite a bit now. And I think they're going to build big, long houses. The people that we have, a little one-family. I think I told you that. I can't remember. I didn't take any notes tonight except just notes on your questions, and that was it. You want to know what I was up to, so that's about it. Just keeping things organized. I went down to the pigsty the other day. I should like to hear about this. And the deal was, they were going to put up a little shade.
Bamboo.
Little grass thing in the back. In the runs. Pig runs. So that when they put the boar or the sow together for 2 days, they wouldn't get sunburned. They'd run around back there and be okay. And they were all going to take the barbs off the barbed wire. And they were going to wait till we got the shots, cholera shots for the pigs before they let them run loose like that. So Wilkinson and I dropped by there one day, and here she's got the boar running with all 19 sows. Oh, joy. So
We jumped up and down and screamed, shouted. Of course, there was no sunshade, even though it was a cloudy day. There still was no sunshade. Now the pigs had been mated, we couldn't give them the cholera shot, which means it could lose the whole, you know, the whole herd and lose one in a couple of weeks. And besides that, the barbs had not been taken off the barbed wire, and they were all cut and scratched, and their ears were torn and everything else. Oh boy, Joy was happy, screaming, yelling, shouting. And then we find out that the people were supposed to take the pig food down here hadn't been taking the pig food down here, mainly because the MPs wouldn't let them out the gate, and a bunch of these little things had up, you know, problems. Well, we've been on their backs now for 3 days to take food down here, and the pigs still haven't eaten a good solid meal since, you know, the last couple of days. Really bad. Let's check on that tomorrow, too. Well, I got to call Major Johnson tomorrow, check on the pig food, and check on my fish up and play coup tomorrow. I'm supposed to go up and fly up and pick them up tomorrow. If they're ready, and if I can get these people on the phone, and if everybody got the message that I wanted fish, which is highly unlikely and very improbable, I will go get a helicopter and fly up, pick up my 3 bags of fish, and come back with them. That'll take an afternoon. Go up and get those. It only takes a half hour to fly up and a half hour to fly back. 45 minutes for the whole trip, I guess, actually. It's not quite a half hour flight out. Particularly if you know where you're going. I have a whole mess of hour-long tapes. I'm going to have to sit down and make up this slide tape thing, because I'm sure you want to see what these slides are and have an explanation. I've got a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times 20 is 140, right? 120 slides. Yeah, 120 slides. But two are being processed right now, so I just got to start making these up and sending them to you so you can have a look-see and a listen at, you know, find out what it's all about. I mean, you can make guesses, but you never really know. Thank you for sending me my slides back, and you won't be getting any more until I send them to you from now on. The mailers are great, 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 great. You get about 1 week service. I should be getting my slides back, oh, pretty soon now, my two that I sent in the other day. Let me see. What else is there? What happened this week? I don't know. Oh, gave out flags. That's one thing we did. And went around, checked on the flags, make sure they were flying where they were supposed to fly. And we typed up a little letter and gave it to G5. Our flags are flying here. And of course, G5 says, oh, that's nice, and throws it away. And the whole thing then breaks down because it's a phony deal. It's a phony deal. Thank you for the comic page. I don't see the newspaper. I buy Time whenever I'm in the PX and there's a new one on the stands. I buy that. Of course, if the publishing date is the 10th, I can buy it about the 14th or 15th, which is a week after it's actually available on the East Coast of America. Right? Right. Because I used to get Time back on the East Coast on Tuesday afternoons. So, I don't read the funnies. Hello out there. I don't make an effort to go get a newspaper to read it, but I do kind of like to read Time. Reader's Digest isn't an avid something to be read by me. You can hear that one go over. That was me imitating it, but I could hear it being shot off on the right and going overhead, and it'll go off out there in the distance here in a minute or two. Oh boy, been real quiet around here. There's only, like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 companies back here plus the support command. Oh, there they go. They've been shooting a lot out there the last couple of nights. They must think something's out there. I don't know. They had an airstrike out there the other day, too. I don't know. Probably a herd of cows walking in front of the radar. Fool reading the radar. I don't know how to do it. Well, they really, those radars are questionable at times. They don't know if they're any good or not. Actually, it's all there. Actually, it's the guy reading it, not the radar itself. They just don't have the training. Why train a guy? He's going to be gone in 2 years. So, that's about it. I guess I'll get 10 of the tape. I get them on Thursdays, and you get them on Thursdays, so everybody's happy on Thursdays. Get a tape from y'all. I must have it. Shooting all kinds of guns at it. Oh, joy. Big deal. I get to put my uniform on again. I doubt it. Haven't had alert for a long time, about due again for that, but they usually have those about 9:30. That's not too inconvenient on anybody. Fair weather army. Well, the slides you saw were of the flood that we had here. It almost washed that bridge away. Should take a picture of it when there's no water underneath it, because there's about a 20-foot hole underneath the bridge there where the little tiny lazy stream trickles along.
There's also some slides there of the barrier. There was one picture there of the barrier. And pictures of the air, of Montagnard villages out in Pleiku. From the air. Very interesting bunch of pictures. So, I guess that's going to be it for the evening. Everything's fine and busy and healthy and happy over here. I'm very, very nice. I'm really happy with the way things are going right now. I like it. I got 8 up and 4 down, and in a couple weeks it'll be 7 up and 5 down. Which makes it shorter and shorter and shorter, which is okay with me, too. Go someplace else, do something different, meet some more people. So, I better write some letters and, I don't know, I think you should be getting my Colorado State W-2 form. I worked 1 month for the state of Colorado. They took some money out of my check. I get $100 back on my tax this year. You only have to pay $100. Gee, I made so much money last year, I'll have $2,000. Wow. Of course, a lot of money I got paid that I don't have to pay taxes on. I got $11.40 a day for a long period of time, which was nice. Made it very nice. So, this is the end of the tape, and I hope it's a pleasant week for you all, and it was a pleasant week for me all, and looking forward to your next one. Thank you very much for the packages, the cookies, the candies, and the Mr. Cake. Yummy, yummy. Real good. That beer goes good together. Try it sometime. It's fun. Yeah, it is. Well, that's about it for Sunday night on the 19th. Right? Okay. If you put the talk on one side and the music on the other, then I can listen to the music. Goodbye.